Thank you, Senator Cleven. We will now take up Senate Bill 172. As I stated earlier, we will not take final action on this bill today as several individuals could not be here to testify, but I understand we have some citizens from Yankton who would like to testify. So we will open up the hearing on Senate Bill 172 and take testimony. Are there proponents to Senate Bill 172? It authorizes additional off-sale retail liquor licenses in certain municipalities. Are there proponents on Senate Bill 172?
Is there another category?
We're getting there. We're getting there. It's somewhat informal today. We will take opponents to Senate Bill 172. Please understand we will open this bill up again on Thursday morning. But if there are opponents on Senate Bill 172, would you approach the microphone, identify yourself, and before you leave, please sign the sign-in sheet at the front. Good morning.
Good morning. Madam Chairman, members of the committee, I am Mary Philippi, and I represent myself, and I think I also represent other parents. This is a picture of my daughter. Actually, two of my daughters. The youngest one is right here. I want you to take a good look. What happened to us could have happened to any one of your families. This picture was taken within the last two hours of her life. Our daughter Kathy was killed in a car accident 4 years ago, January 17th, as a result, or I believe it was a result of alcohol being retailed and accessible at a grocery store. We are here to ask you to vote against this bill. The night Kathy died, we had been at a Knights of Columbus Hall having pictures taken for our church directory. We left the hall about 10 p.m. Kathy went with friends to a youth center. Monica, Ken, and I went home to watch a movie. Ken went to work at 11 p.m. Kathy was to be in by 11 p.m. It was not like her to be late, and so when it was 11:10, I got worried. I decided to sit it out a little bit longer before I started doing some checking with some of her friends' parents that I knew the friends were with her that night, and go from there. About 11:30, my ex-husband's stepson come bursting into the house yelling, "Mary, have you heard? Kathy's been killed in a car accident." I will not recount the rest of that night as the anguish that we went through, only the events that led up to that accident. She had gone to the youth center, and they left the youth center about 10:30, she and some others in a car. She had met up with at the youth center with other friends. They went out to one of the local grocery stores, because the girls wanted pop. One of the girls got out, Kathy stayed in the car, and two of the young men followed her into the store. The young lady came out with pop for the girls, and the two young men came out with liquor. Kathy was riding in the front. And then they started out toward Ben's house to look for his brother. Kathy must have turned around to say something because she noticed the bottle, and she told them not to open it. But the four in the back had started drinking. On the way back from Ben's house, Ben insisted on driving. He had been one of those that was drinking. Kathy was told to get in the back. He was driving fast, swerving, laughing and joking when they met up with another car. That accident left four youth dead, among them my daughter, the driver with permanent brain damage. A surveillance camera in the store caught the two young men on tape lifting the alcohol. It did not stop the tragic events of that night. Kathy did not drink, and she did not approve or encourage her peers to drink. In fact, she discouraged them. She was not allowed to run wild. We had ground rules about her riding with other youths, especially outside of city limits. Like most teens, on occasion, she would test her limits. She probably thought they would be back by 11 p.m. It is my firm belief that alcohol should not be retailed in family-frequented stores. Children do not need an increased opportunity to make bad decisions, nor do they need to be exposed to the type of marketing messages involved in the sale of alcohol. Growing up is hard enough. Families should be able to have a choice available to them to frequent stores that don't retail alcohol. We should be removing unnecessary risks, not making it possible for them to be increased. That is why I urge you to vote no.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for coming to testify. Further opponents. Further opponents. Welcome to local government, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I wish to reiterate my wife's opposition. We are both opposed to this bill. And I would like to point out that, you know, our children, I think you all have either are going to have teenage children, do have teenage children, or have had teenage children. And our children are exposed to a lot of things. And they have to learn how to resist temptation and to sometimes make the wrong decision. But I do not believe that it is right to push temptation under their noses and make it so available. They have to be 21 to obviously to be in a liquor store. But they a grocery store, they can be any age, and it's there for as a temptation. Somebody stated that in Yankton that we have 70 places in which you can buy alcoholic beverage in one way, shape, or form, but only two places where you can buy a banana. And I guess this is why I feel that we should vote no. We need to be sending messages to our youth. We should be sending positive messages to our youth that there are other ways to entertain yourselves without using alcohol. And again, what kind of a message are we broadcasting? So I urge a no vote on Senate Bill 172. Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming. Further opponents. Further opponents to Senate Bill 172.
Madam Chairman, committee members, Lauren Pankratz representing the South Dakota Independent Liquor Retailers. I will reserve the opportunity to provide additional opponent testimony on Thursday. There is one other gentleman here from out of town, but as I understand it, he will be able to return on Thursday.
Certainly.
And so if we will have the opportunity to...
You will have every opportunity. We will take another hearing on the bill.
Yeah.
I was concerned that when the people of South Dakota, our citizens, travel any distance, and especially a great distance from Yankton, that they have an opportunity to be heard.
You bet. And thank you, Madam Chairman and committee members, for your kindness towards Mary and Ken in their difficult times. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Additional opponents? Hearing none, I think what we will do is continue this until Thursday. It will, from what I have seen of our calendar, this will be the last bill we will take up Thursday, and we will also take up the discussion of summer studies. So we will have a full hearing on Senate Bill 172 also, and we thank you for coming to test.